In the battlefield of Kurukshetra 5,000 years ago. We should consider what was the religion of the world 2,600 years ago. Because modern history cannot place before you any chronological list of religious evolution within 2,600 years. There was human society before 2,600 years. And what was their religion? We think from Vedic evidences the whole world was in Krishna consciousness. There was one God, Krishna, one scripture, Bhagavad Gita, one consciousness, Krishna consciousness, and one word, service of the law. Now Mahabharata, the great history of India, we can understand that after Maharaj Parikshit, the whole world was ruled by one flag. This Vedic culture. Gradually it deteriorated. As we have practical experience, 20 years ago there was no Pakistan. But now Pakistan is existence. Similarly, the whole planet was known as Bharatvarsha. The Bharatvarsha name was after the king Maharaj Bharat, the son of Rishabhdev. Before that, this planet was known as Ilavati Varsha. And after the king Maharaj Bharat, he was a great king. He also left his kingdom at the age of 24 years. Very young boy for searching after spiritual realization, self-realization. That is the way of Vedic culture or Indian culture. Not that after the last point of our death we shall stick to the worldly affairs. The Vedic culture divides the whole society into four social orders and four spiritual orders. The four social orders is division of intelligence. The most intelligent class of men are called the Brahmins. And less than the Brahmins are the Kshatriyas. It is all calculated on the basis of intelligence. There are different kinds of people all over the world on account of more or less intelligence. So, Brahmin means the most intelligent class of men. The scientist, the poet, the philosopher, like that. The religionists, they are called Brahmin. And the administrator class is called the Kshatriya. And the productive class are called the Vaishyas. And the laborer class or the working class is called the Shudra. That is natural division. In the Bhagavad Gita, we are trying to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. All this Krishna consciousness movement is to preach Bhagavad Gita. We have not invented something, but we are preaching Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any malinterpretation. Therefore, because we are presenting pure Bhagavad Gita, people are accepting it very quickly. Unfortunately, before this, in the Western countries, there were so many translations of Bhagavad Gita. But everyone's attempt is to make Krishna minus Bhagavad Gita. They are commenting Bhagavad Gita without Krishna. kingdom of God without God. That is their attempt. But we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. We are presenting in that way. We are presenting Krishna in the Western world. When I first went there, the people were saying God is there. Exactly in the same way as in our country also. We have been misled by so-called leaders. Annadathandhayindupaniyamana sepi satantra urudhamivadya. There is a statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nate vidu sāsadatiṁ hi viṣṇo durāsayāde vahiratthamānina andhājathāndhayirupaniyamāna te pīśatantrā urudhāmi madhyā. But actually, we are misled by the so-called blind leaders. They have no vision what is the actual goal of life. Not only in any particular country, everywhere the same mistake is going on. Therefore, as a blind man, if he leads other blind men, there will be catastrophe. Similarly, because we are led by blind men, the whole world is in catastrophe. Nobody is in peace. Everyone is unsatisfied in spite of so much material education, advancement of material education. Because the missing point is Vishnu. Nate vidu sāsagatiṁ hi Vishnu. So, the Vedic literature, the Vedic civilization is pointing out to Vishnu. As you know in the Rig Mantra, Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sadhapashanti Suraj. Those who are actually intelligent, Brahmin, they are looking after self-realization, making the target on the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. That is the missing point. In the Bhagavad Gita, we are taught by the Lord Himself to give us enlightenment. What is the aim of life? That aim of life, the Lord Krishna Himself says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaiścha sarvai ahameva vedyam. The ultimate target of life is to understand Krishna. That is Bhagavad Gita's teaching. Vedaiścha sarvai ahameva vedyam. Sarvastha chaham hridi sannivishya mattasmiti jnanam apohanancha vedaiścha sarvai ahameva vedyam. Vedanta vid vedanta krishya aham. Unfortunately, we do not understand, or do not try to understand, or do not like to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. If we try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, then we have to accept a certain prescribed process. Not that, because one is very erudite scholar, academically, because one has got some degrees of the university, he will be able to understand Bhagavad Gita. It is not like that. Even a very layman, illiterate man, without any understanding of the Vedas, if he is a devotee, he can understand Bhagavad Gita. Whereas a person, very erudite scholar, with a reputation, he cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. I shall cite one example when Lord Chaitanya was traveling in the South India. When he was in the Ranganath temple of South India, one Brahmin was reading Bhagavad Gita. And his friends and neighbors knew that the Brahmin was illiterate. He could not know even what is written there, but still he was trying to read Bhagavad Gita. So some of his friends were criticizing him. Hello Brahmin, how you are reading Bhagavad Gita? He knew that they are criticizing. So he remained silent. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that he was reading Bhagavad Gita with transcendental excess. He therefore approached him. My dear Brahmin, what you are reading? The Brahmin would understand that this gentleman had the sannyasi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time was a sannyasi. You are not joking, you are serious. So he informed him, my dear sir, I am reading Bhagavad Gita, but I am illiterate. My Guru Maharaj asked me to Bhagavad Gita. Read Bhagavad Gita 18 chapters daily. Although he knew that I am illiterate. So I am trying to read Bhagavad Gita, but I cannot actually read it. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, but I sometimes see that you are in full ecstasy and sometimes you are crying. He said, yes, sir, I see some ecstasy. What is that? He said, that as soon as I take this Bhagavad Gita in my hand, I feel that Krishna is the chariot driver of Arjuna. So I feel that how Krishna is kind that he has accepted a menial service of his devotee. He is driving the chariot and Arjuna is ordering him. Sena arubhayar madde ratasthapame achyuta. My dear Krishna, Achyuta, please put up my chariot between the two soldiers. And he is carrying out the order. So when I see that Krishna is so kind that he can become an order carrier of his devotee, that is giving me feeling and I am therefore crying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately embraced him and said, my dear Brahmin, you are actually reading Bhagavad Gita. That is the fact. If after reading Bhagavad Gita, we do not realize what is Krishna, what is our relationship with Krishna, what is our duty towards Krishna, and what is the ultimate goal of life, then it is useless study. It has no meaning. Therefore, Lord Krishna prescribed how to read Bhagavad Gita. Don't try to read Bhagavad Gita made by some commentator who has no knowledge of Krishna. One who is not a devotee of Krishna, he has no business to comment on the Bhagavad Gita. That is the purpose stated in the Bhagavad Gita. You'll find in the fourth chapter, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna, Imam vivasate yogam pratyavan aham abhayam vivasyan manave praha manu ikha tave bravi evam parampara prahatam imangala adarsa yogi sakale nahi ha yoganasya paranto. So Krishna says to Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, this Bhagavad Gita was first spoken by me to the sun god, Vivasan. Vivasan spoke to his son, Mano, and Mano, by his son, spoke to his son, Mayadikha. So if you take the history of Mano, then it becomes 400,000 millions of years ago Bhagavad Gita was present. So Bhagavad Gita is not a new thing. If we accept Bhagavad Gita as it is, if we believe in the words of Bhagavad Gita, Arthasla, then Bhagavad Gita is the oldest. It is not a new thing. It was long, long ago spoken to the sun god Vivasan. The sun god, the president or the predominating deity in the sun planet, is known as Vivasan. So, we have to study Bhagavad Gita as it is by the parampara system. As Sri Krishna says, evam parampara praptam. Not but whimsically, somebody purchases a book from the market and it's just his pleasure to make an interpretation of his own intelligence. Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna. He did not leave it for being interpreted by ordinary man. There is no need of explaining Bhagavad Gita in a different way. Just right in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, we understand the statement very clearly. Dharma Kshetre, Guru Kshetre, Samaveta, Vidutsava, Mamuka, Pandava, Seiva, Kim, Akurvata, Sanjaya. The meaning is very clear. Dharma Kshetre, the land of pilgrimage, the holy land of pilgrimage. Kurukshetra, the land which is known as Kurukshetra. It is not fictitious. It is actual fact. Still there is Kurukshetra. And people go there to perform religious ritualistic ceremony. And in the Vedas, it is written clearly, Dharma, Kurukshetra, Dharma Mas, Atare. That is the statement of the Vedas. So, from time immemorial, this Kurukshetra, land of Kurukshetra, is known as Dharma Kshetra. So, what is the difficulty to understand Dharma Kshetra, Kurukshetra? There is no difficulty. Unfortunately, some unscrupulous commentator says that Kurukshetra means this body. Where is the chance of interpreting like that? Kurukshetra is meaning body. In no dictionary you will find that Kurukshetra is meant by body. Neither there is any chance. Interpretation is required. When you cannot understand the word very clearly, in that case you can interpret. Just like the example is, Ganganam Ghosapalli, there is a neighborhood which is known as Ghosapalli on the Ganges. Now one may question, how on the Ganges is water, there can be a neighborhood. Then you can interpret that it is not on the Ganges water, but it is on the bank of the Ganges. There is chance of interpretation. But when you can clearly understand that the thing is like this, Kurukshetra is a place, and that is a place of pilgrimage, why should you interpret that Kurukshetra means the body? In this way, Bhagavad Gita is being misinterpreted. In the ninth chapter, when Krishna says, Manmala Bhavamad Bhakta Madhujari Mang Namaskuru. The one great commentator, very erudite scholar, he says it is not to Krishna, it is to the unborn principle which is within Krishna. But he does not know what is Krishna. And he has the audacity to comment on the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is not different from within and without. Krishna being absolute, there is no such difference. As we have got difference, I, the spirit soul is different from my body. But Krishna is not like that. There is no such difference as Krishna's soul and Krishna's body. Krishna is complete whole, purna. There is no such difference. The person who does not know what is Krishna, if he tries to comment upon the transcendental knowledge imparted by Krishna, that is simply impudent. In this way, if we try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, then we become liberated, we become a devotee of Krishna, we become fully Krishna conscious. That is the objective of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna therefore says, Arjuna, I am trying to deliver this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita unto you, because you are my devotee. Bhaktosi priyosi me rahasyam jetat uttamam. Without you, nobody can understand what is the mystery of this Bhagavad Gita knowledge. Therefore, we should understand that Bhagavad Gita is meant for a person who is a devotee and dear to Krishna, not for the demons who are against Krishna. The demons are trying to kill Krishna. Just like Kamsa, his only business is making plan how to kill Krishna. Just like Rama, his only business is how to kill Lord Rama. So there are two classes of men. One class of man is called demigod, devata, and the other class is called demon. And who is demon and who is devata? Vishnu bhakta bhave deva, asurasya viparya. One is devotee of Lord Vishnu. He is called deva, demigod. All the demigods, like Surya, Chandra, Indra, and many others, they are all appointed servants of Krishna. In the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, therefore, it is said, Ekala Ishar Krishna Arsa Vritta Jare Jaithe Natayase Taithe Kare Nitta. Very simple language. The only master, only Ishara, Parameshara, is Krishna. That is confirmed in the Brahma Sangitas. Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radi Govinda, Sarva Karanakarana. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also, it is confirmed, Ete Chansatala Punsha, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Even Shankaracharya, whom we call impersonally, he has accepted in his comment on Bhagavad Gita that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appearing as the son of Devaki and Vasudev. Similarly, all other acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, and lately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is both Acharya and Krishna himself. Apart from his being Krishna, if he takes the part which he plays as Acharya, that is, he also accepts Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. Aradha Bhagavan Vrajasatanaya Tadhyama Vrindava. So we have to follow the Acharyas, not this casual interpreters to understand Bhagavad Gita, then they will be misled. We cannot understand, because Krishna says that the mystery of Bhagavad Gita will be understood by you, because you are my very dear friend. So, because you are my devotee, so unless one is devotee, how one can understand Bhagavad Gita and Krishna? That is not possible. Krishna says plainly in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya Vamadhi Janati Javana Jasyami Tattvata. Only through devotional service one can understand. Although Krishna has explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Jnana, Yoga, Karma, and other things, Jnana, but he specifically recommends that simply by devotional service you can understand. Vatyama avijanati javan jasyamita. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also the same thing is confirmed. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogata. Bhagavat tattva vijyanam. Bhagavat tattva vijyanam. It is a science. It is not a mental speculation or whimsical theorizing that God may be like this, God may be like that. And different philosophers differ from one another. It is not like it is a great science. As 2 + 2 = 4, nobody can make it 2 + 2 = 5 or 2 + 2 = 3. Anyway, science is science, fact. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita, you cannot interpret differently, just like 2 + 2 = 5. That cannot. You have to accept 2 + 2 = 4. So if you try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, then you will be benefited. Our process of preaching, this Krishna consciousness movement, is only that we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any malinterpretation. And you are practically saying that all over the world, this Bhagavad Gita principle, Krishna the Supreme Lord, is being accepted. All these boys and girls who are dancing in Krishna consciousness, 4 years ago, 4 years back, they never heard of Krishna. Of course, some of them knew Bhagavad Gita because Bhagavad Gita is very widely read. But because Bhagavad Gita was not properly presented, although for the last 100 or 200, more than that, yes, Bhagavad Gita is widely read all over the world, there was not a single Krishna bhakta. But since Bhagavad Gita is being presented as it is, within 4 years, there are hundreds and thousands of Krishna bhakta. That is our point, that you present the thing as it is, without any adulteration. Just like milk, pure milk, if you supply, automatically there will be many customers. But if you sell milk adulterating with water, you can cheat somebody for some time, but you cannot cheat all for all the time. That is not possible. So it is now necessary. It is India's culture. People are hankering after this culture, Krishna culture. You should prepare yourself to present Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then India will conquer all over the world by this Krishna culture. Be rest assured. We are hankering after help from others. Our government men go there in America. Please give us food, please give us money, please give us soldiers. Simply begging business. But here is a thing which can give to them. Simply begging does not glorify your country. Try to give something to the other. To the other country. That is the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Haila Jana Janma Sarthakari Karo Paropaka. We are meant for doing welfare activities to the whole world. We are not meant for exploiting. We have something to give to the whole world. That is Krishna culture. That is the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, everyone who has taken birth as a human being on this in this country, Bharatvarsha, specifically says, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Haila Ja. Janma Sarthakari Karo Paropakar. Without being human being, nobody can perfect his life. Animal, they cannot make perfect his life. It is not possible. By nature, they are soft. But a human being, he can perfect his life. And especially in India, there is treasure of knowledge, Vedic knowledge. Why you neglect it? And the summarized knowledge is Bhagavad Gita. So, if we simply try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, we understand immediately the science of God. And because we are all parts and parcels of God, we are actually hankering after uniting with God. That is our seeking. Anandamaya Vyasa. God is Anandamaya. And we being part and parcel of God, of Krishna, we are also Anandamaya. But we are seeking ananda in a different atmosphere, in the material atmosphere. Therefore, we are being baffled. The only remedy is that you take to Krishna consciousness and you will be happy. So, it is the duty of every Indian to understand this science. It is a science. It is not a dogmatic, bluffing thing. It is a science and spoken by the Lord Himself. And understood by all the acharyas. Krishna says, acharya upasanam. We have to understand things through the acharya. Acharyavan purusha veda. One who is not following the footsteps of the acharya, he cannot understand anything. Krishna also says, tadvijyanartham. No, Krishna, that is said in the Kathopadi. Tadvijyanartham sadhurumeva vivakshe. Krishna says, tadviddhi, pranipatena, pranipasnena, sevaya. So everywhere the same instruction is here, that you approach a person who is coming in disciple expectation, evam paramparakra, and try to learn Bhagavad Gita as it is, your life will be sublime, your life will be successful. That is our mission. We are given so many important books, we have got magazines. If you want to understand through intelligence and philosophy, we have got volumes of books we can deliver. You try to understand. If you simply read our book, Krishna, in two parts, I am sure you will become Krishna conscious. Undoubtedly. Or if you think that you cannot read or you have no money to purchase book, never mind. Lord Chaitanya has given you a very simple path. Chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. If you chant this mantra with faith and devotion, without any offense, but simply by chanting, you realize yourself, you realize God, Krishna, and your life will be successful. Ketadatpana Mahajana, Bhava Mahadabharni Nidvapana. These are the statements of Vedic literature. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one can cleanse his heart of all the dirty things. And as soon as the dirty things are moved, then you become liberated. Bhava Mahadabharni Nidvapana. Immediately the blazing fire of material existence is extinguished. These are the processes recommended in the Vedas. We are simply preaching the authorized principles of the Vedas and we request you all to accept it. Not accept it blindly, but take it with all your reason and intelligence. Just like Chaitanya Chaitamrita says, Chaitanya dayar katha paraha vichar. Vichar karile chitte pave samasta. It is not that we are forcing something. By force you cannot do anything. That is That is artificial, that is not. But it is a fact that in everyone's heart there is Krishna consciousness, because that is pure consciousness. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Naturally, just like father and his son, there is an eternal relationship. Similarly, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have got eternal relationship with Krishna. That is now covered by the dirty things of Maya. And as soon as we remove, we cleanse these dirty things from our heart, then immediately we can understand what is Krishna and what is our relationship with him. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Pabhunaya Sravanadi Suddha Chitte Karayuga. Everyone's heart there is Krishna Bhakti. Otherwise, how these Europeans, Americans, Canadians, Japanese, they are taking to Krishna consciousness? We are Mahavedans also. Many Mahavedans. They are taking to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, it is to be understood that Krishna consciousness, our love for Krishna, is existing in everyone's heart. It is simply to be awakened. Nothing more. How it is awakened? Savanadi Suddha Chitte Karayoda. If you simply give your all-eyed reception to the Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha means what is spoken by Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita, and Krishna Katha means a speaker and word which are spoken about Krishna. The Srimad Bhagavatam is also Krishna Katha, and Bhagavad Gita is also Krishna Katha. One is directly spoken by Lord Krishna, and one is spoken by Lord Vyasadeva, the great saint Vyasadeva, about Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that you preach this Krishna Katha to everyone, and then you become a spiritual master under my order. So if we strictly follow these principles, if we simply say what Krishna says, what Krishna desires, Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. If you cannot do anything, simply speak to your friend, my dear friend, please surrender unto Krishna. You surrender first of all yourself and speak to others, please surrender unto Krishna. Your life becomes sublime and successful. Thank you very much.